What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, and it feels so good to say that.
It's so good to be back.
We're
in the same room.
Horny together.
We're horny together.
And the horniest episode.
It's the horniest episode. And like, all right, so let's get some shit out of the way real quick. One, we skipped last week because we had crazy schedules and the mental all happened yesterday.
Yes.
And the mental all, I really feel like, doesn't warrant its own episode of a podcast.
None at all.
The mental all is basically already a podcast.
That's a great description of it. I could sit here and just listen to the words in the mental all.
Yeah, and you'd be fine.
And I'd be fine. I'd be fine listening to it.
So we're covering the fantasy suites this week. We're also going to cover the mental all.
I will say, too, like, if we did a whole episode just on the mental... Did we do a whole episode on the women tell all last...
No, I don't think you even watched it.
No, I didn't.
I just spewed off a couple facts.
Yeah, it's... The way I look at it, that sound you're hearing is the sweet snacks that Alex and I got. It is caramel cheddar popcorn, and it's the tits.
Yeah, again, we're also snacking right now because we're hungry boys.
It's some sweet snack. This is some good snacking, y'all.
Yeah, right?
So, like, I'm going to give a plug, and they're not going to give us any sponsorship dollars, but Trader Joe's caramel and cheddar popcorn, you're doing the trick right
now. It's good as heck.
It's good as heck.
It's good as heck.
Anyway, as I was saying, I feel like...
This is such bad podcast. No, this is just noise pollution.
No, this is what they want, though. This is what the people sign up for. This is what they're going to pay us for. So, I feel like the men and women tell all just is bad podcasting because it's fucking boring.
It's just
a recap. I tell you how they feel, and that's it.
Yeah,
and they don't delve deep enough sometimes, and it just
there were some interesting things from the men tell all that we will talk about.
I gathered a bit of that,
but overall, if you condense the men tell all into the important bits, it'd be 10 minutes long.
I agree. I look, and I'm gonna say this: like, I feel kind of a bad watcher, but I also don't because I watch some of it, and I'm just like, I'm just not into this.
Yeah.
I watch every episode of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I will sit here and watch every fucking thing. This, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's just not fun for me.
Should we cover the mental all just now instead of, like, cock teasing?
Yeah, let's just fucking, yeah. Okay. I think that's good.
We're going to start with the mental all, and then we'll move on. So let's get some shit out of the way first. Than from the fantasy suites.
Because we skipped a week, I don't think we have to worry about spoilers at this point.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about spoilers. So basically, the fantasy suite, we all, like, Jason got sent home. And we'll get back to that and we'll discuss it. So he's on the mental all this week.
Yeah.
And the mental all was basically 2 hours of Jordan interrupting people.
Ugh.
I can't believe I said I missed him.
Oh my god, he's the fucking worst.
He was the worst. Let's go over some quick highlights.
I wanted to be on the record. I continuously said I don't fucking miss Jordan.
Yeah.
And I'm glad this proved why he's the fucking worst.
He really proved himself as the worst. I do want to talk about, there's two major things I want, three major things about the mental all that I want
to
discuss.
I'm going to guess one of them.
Hit me.
The Bip trailer.
No, I was saying that, I think Bip is a separate topic.
Okay.
So the first thing I want to talk about is they gave a hot seat segment to Joe.
Yes! I know that's because he was just like the most strangely popular person.
Yeah.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. And his segment was so good because he was
I'm going to go back and watch it just for this.
This guy was giving it straight the whole time because Chris Harrison's like, so Joe, I've never seen a contestant get sent home night one and be this popular. And Joe just goes, yeah.
I'm a popular guy.
Yeah, I guess. And he's like saying, do people like come up to you in the street? Oh, they mainly just want to take pictures. And I'm just like, this is so good. And then there's like,
you're giving it so real and raw, Joe.
Yeah, and then Chris Harrison says, one of my favorite things of just like, so how would you describe your experience on The Bachelorette? Bad. And Chris Harrison's like, it was bad. I got sent home night one. It wasn't good.
Joe for The Bachelor.
And then Chris Harrison says, so Joe, I gotta ask you, are you single? And Joe goes, oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
And Chris says, what do you mean you don't know? Well, there's that whole paradise thing. That's literally what Joe said.
But there's that whole paradise thing that
there's
goes
that
on.
Whole paradise thing.
Oh my god, this guy's a fucking legend.
And Chris talked about like how Joe is clearly a man of few words.
Oh,
and he's
shit.
Like, "You're clearly a man of few words, Joe." And Joe goes, "I don't know. I can talk.
I can talk."
It was like, and then and like,
how was your experience? Bad.
And the thing is, that was it. Like that was it. And everything that Joe said, he's still so fucking charming and still so wonderful.
Shit.
And I loved it. And the thing is, people are really talking about him potentially being the next Bachelor.
God, I would fucking and love if he was the next Bachelor.
I would love that so much. Like,
I'm okay. I am going back to watch that segment.
Do it. It's so good.
How was it? Bad. Like, but like, yeah, that's exactly the right thing you should have said.
Yeah.
Don't sugarcoat it. It was bad.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
The other thing I want to talk about is, because we can move on. That was it for Joe. That was really it for Joe.
Yeah.
But you know, he is on Paradise, which we all knew. We're going to see more of him.
They gave some bullshit to Chris R.
Yeah, but there's more to the mental health that I want to talk about. I just want to hit, like, my bullet points.
Oh, gotcha.
There was a incredible post-credit scene where John, Venmo John, Johnny Tsunami, stops the show and talks to Jordan about how he mathematically broke down how to get 4,000 matches on Tinder. And he basically said, let's say you have a average of a 7% success rate on Tinder, which is what most people have. And heck, I'll even say it's 10% because you're a good-looking guy. For you to have 4,000 matches, you're having to go through over 1,000 people a day. Just to have enough people to have 4,000 matches, if you can, and he like mathematically talks about it.
That's awesome.
And he basically said, "How do you have the time to be on Tinder that long if you're also a full time model?" And he like called him out. He's like, "You don't have 4,000 matches." And Jordan was like, "No, I do. I'll show you my phone." And like Jordan was clearly getting mad about it. And John was just like, "Fuck you! I did this." Like
I mathed the fuck out of you.
Yeah, and it's incredible.
Mathed.
And then the last thing
that's some savagery from John.
Oh yeah.
Way to go, brother.
Like, very good.
John is a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's on in Paradise as well, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. And then there's one more thing, because at every men tell all, we know this. It just happens. Chris Harrison has to consume the soul of another man.
Oh, fuck. Who did he do it to?
Chris Harrison? No. He took Colton's soul.
Oh, shit. For what?
So he sits down, pulls Colton into the hot seat, and he's talking, and he literally says, "So Colton, you really struggle with telling Becca about your virginity on the show. How was that?"
Ah!
And like Colton started crying. Like Chris Harrison broke him. Like he was like, "Tell me about that." And it was very hard for me to like discuss that with Becca, and it was hard for me thinking about going to fantasy suites.
Now I have to talk about it on live
television.
It was
hard being like a football player and having like being in the locker room trying to talk about Colton. What is wrong with you,
Colton?
Like,
what is wrong with you?
like that's basically what it boiled down to.
Holy
of just
shit.
Colton, what? Like he was because Colton's like just, like telling his story about how he was like so caught up in the sports, and he's like, "But Colton, why didn't you have sex with anybody?" And it like Chris Harrison was like, and like it basically ended with Colton crying. Like Chris Harrison devoured him.
And it doesn't seem like Colton's the one who deserves that.
Huh?
I feel like there's other people who deserve the Chris Harrison
and there's,
like, shellacking.
There's one more thing about the men tell all that I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this, I keep going back, but there's two more things. The first one is, as far as this show is concerned, at this point, Lincoln does not exist.
Oh yeah. Remember we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this. They don't bring him. They never say his name.
They never bring him
up. He doesn't
show
up in any video. Like
we did discuss
none.
This. We did discuss
as
this.
As far as they're concerned, Lincoln never happened.
And remember how we talked about that on his exit?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give him a talking head. They probably, well, I mean, I'm sure he had had it at the time. They cut it. They just let him walk
mm-hmm.
out. That was, this, I mean, I was 99% sure that was
yeah.
the reason.
Also, it was real,
and this makes
yeah.
it 100%, like, the fact that they didn't even discuss him once.
They didn't bring him up at all.
I think...
We should never eat while recording. Just saying.
You're right, but I think it makes it fun. We always have a fun thing that we do wrong every time. I think this is our one thing that we're doing wrong. People eat when
no,
they
people
do
eat.
Podcasts.
It's true. And then the last thing is Chris Harrison... you got something to say?
I do have something I want to
okay,
say.
Okay, hit me, go.
I just want to talk about that super duper quick. I'm not going to get too in depth about this whole Lincoln business. I think that it's 85% the right thing to do, and 15% the wrong thing to do. That might be a weird.
No, I get it.
But 85% because he doesn't deserve our attention.
No.
But I think a part of us needs to talk about this, and I think it would be important for The Bachelor to have released a statement like at the beginning of this, like why he wasn't, and that his actions do not reflect on us as a family, and us as a network, and us as a show.
I think it would have been worth like maybe having like an introduction with Chris Harrison, just saying like, look, we know what happened with Lincoln.
We want to get this out of.
He is not here. We're not going to talk about him during the Men Tell All.
I think that should have happened.
No, I agree.
That's what I mean. Like, they did the right thing by not addressing it because don't have a fucking Lee thing that happened again.
Yeah.
But like, I definitely think that there should have been some sort of like, let's let Chris Harrison just soapbox here for a minute.
Yeah.
And just talk about this because. He's definitely the right person to deliver that news.
Absolutely. Good at it. Absolutely.
And I think he could have done it in a way that was very respectful, and they could have written a quick thing for him to say. That's all I feel like. But that's all I'm going to say.
And then the last thing, it's about the Men Tell All, which really, it was just a long segment.
Why wasn't Clay there?
Probably he was training. I don't know. He wasn't there, though. There were actually a fair amount of men who weren't there.
Yeah. I was hoping to see Clay.
Me too.
I think he was watching it though. I saw his Instagram story.
There was a really good
a clip of him and Leo.
Yeah, there was a clip of him and Leo in the bath together.
That was the cutest thing as fuck.
And I was thinking, why aren't they showing this in the show?
That's the cutest fucking
like,
thing.
Like, how many times did I see like Kendall and Tia like taking a bath together? It's like
that's not okay. We can't do that.
No, but they did show that in the show though. Like, they show the girls sitting in bathtubs together.
They did?
And during The Bachelor? Yeah. Like, they're not naked. They're wearing bathing suits. But they do show that.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part.
They do show that.
I'm not
like,
watching it for that.
Like, during The Bachelor. Like, when it's the women competing.
Oh, okay.
When it's the women competing, we do see them, like, taking baths together.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They're still wearing bathing suits. It's not sexual. But, like why aren't they showing, like, me... Why aren't I watching Clay and Leo take a bath?
The cutest thing you've ever seen.
It's because it was so cute, and it didn't, like, make me gay. Not that would be a problem.
Right.
But, like... Right. Like, you know?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Listeners, do you know what I'm saying? Thank you. They should have showed that. Just to summarize the mental all, it's Jordan interrupting people. There was a great moment.
I heard Jordan was just the worst.
He was. He absolutely was.
He just fucking sucked.
He was shitting on, like, everybody except Joe, which was great. Like, he literally said, I got nothing but good things to say about Joe. Everyone else, though, he told someone to fuck off, like, during the Men Tell All.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was Camille, who got sent home night one.
Oh, my God.
But they work for the same modeling agency, apparently. Mm-hmm. So and at one point, Camille was like, I don't know about you, Jordan. I'm a real model. I'm in New York. And he was like, fuck you, Camille. Come to L.A. And he goes, I don't have to.
Holy shit.
And then, like, Camille and Christian and Jake... We're all sitting
Christian
in the same
or
place.
Christian.
Christian. Okay. And at one point, Jordan goes, who the fuck are you guys even? And the three of them are like, we're the ones who got sent home night one. Hi. And, like, they didn't really speak. And at one point, Christian and, like, Jordan, like, get up and they, like, have a thing together. Like, they're about to fight, it looked like. It was insane.
You know what? I've watched this show so much now.
Yeah.
That it feels as if that's not real.
It's so hard to say.
It's so...
So much popcorn in my mouth. But also because, like... Look, at the end of the day, what I can say about Jordan is that I don't like him.
Yes.
I think he's a goober.
He's a real boner.
I don't think he was... I'm not looking forward to seeing him on Paradise.
No. Apparently, here's the thing.
But here's the thing, and this is where... And this is where I see people giving him credit, and this includes Becca the Destroyer, because she apparently loves him.
Why?
Because he's so confident in who he is. Here's the thing, though.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. Like, fuck you.
Like, he's not smart. Like,
look, there's a difference between being confident in who you are and just being a
dick. And being an ass. And that's what Jordan did.
He's a dick.
He didn't let anybody
speak.
Okay,
he's very confident in himself that he is a dick.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. Like, That's dumb. I don't like that.
And I'm like, Becca, I'm like, look at Becca's Instagram story, and she's like, I love Jordan. He tells it how it is. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
now,
get...
there's one more bit that I want to talk about. And it's a bit that Chris Harrison was clearly so horny for the whole night.
Yes.
It was the blooper reel.
Oh, yeah. Chris Harrison loves them bloopers.
He does. And after the usual... I'm going to finish this popcorn. Give me a sec.
Don't want to take your time, baby.
And I don't want to take too much time. Okay.
Good. Dead air. I like dead air.
Right?
Yeah.
So after the usual couple minutes of, like, bugs appearing and talking heads and a short video of Becca chasing a peacock... there is a scene at the Becca election debate in Virginia that they had a while ago, and you see, I think it is clearly before it starts.
With shitty George Washington?
Yeah, with shitty George Washington and great Abraham Lincoln. But it's a scene where Chris Harrison, it's clearly before it starts, and Chris Harrison leans into the crowd, like he's like walking around, and he sees someone, he goes, and he just like leans and goes, hi, how old are you? and it's like a young girl, and she says, I'm 12. And he says, okay, you're not going to learn anything here right now. In fact, this is what happens to you if you drop out of school. And he says, all right, so stay in school. And then he goes back to the table. And I was like, Christopher!
That is giving me so much goddamn life right now. Oh my God. He was horny for that blooper reel because he knew he was making that fucking blooper reel. You know what he's like? He sat up at that date and he's like, I'm making that fucking blooper reel right now. You fucking know. And he, he's so good. Chris Harrison. Oh, you're a god amongst men, Christopher.
Like,
you're not going to learn anything. This isn't how it works.
Yeah, you're not going to learn anything from this.
Stay in school.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
so good. So we did a really poor job of covering the mental all. Because, like...
I think we covered the things we wanted to
cover. We covered the things that were important, because at the end of the day, it's just more stuff.
Talking. It's just... Listen.
It's a talk show. It's like, imagine if we did a recap podcast about every episode of Oprah. Like...
That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah.
And everyone, if you really want to watch the Mental All, I'm going to go back and watch a couple of these good
yeah, parts. I'll just show you the... Because there's clips on YouTube. I'll show it to you when we're done recording.
I'll show you some of these good parts. I'll watch some of these good parts, rather, but... Other than that, I don't think this deserves any more of our time. And I think we can get into what our podcast is really about is the episodes.
Yep.
And that's what we're passionate about.
It's true.
We're in this for the right reasons.
All right. So, backing up.
Backing up.
Back up to the... we're going back to the fuck palace.
No. It's time to get horny.
It's time to get horny.
Yes.
So we got three guys left at this point.
Three buddies. Three hombres.
We got Blake. We got
Belate,
Jason. We got
Jason
Garrett.
Jason and Garrett.
Yes. Blake, Jason, and Garrett.
Yes, that's their names.
Yes. And we are in Thailand.
Ah.
So how this works is there, in
also,
case you've
just
never...
Also, quick thing, Thailand is fucking gorgeous.
Thailand is beautiful.
Just want to
it is the perfect place to fall in love.
Yeah, it is the perfect place to fall in love.
So how this week works, if you've never watched this show before, if you've never listened to our podcast, if you just like hearing my voice.
And mine.
And Alan's.
Thank you.
There are three dates this week. It's three one-on-one dates. One with each remaining contestant. And at the end of each date, they receive a card handwritten by Chris Harrison.
He's been writing these all... week.
He's been writing these
cards. Been on the plane to Thailand.
Oh yeah.
Practicing his calligraphy, just like getting it right. Like that man has beautiful handwriting.
Yeah. And that card basically says the same thing every time.
Here's the key.
If you so choose, you can forego your individual rooms and spend the night as a couple in the fantasy suite. So this is what Colton was afraid of. This is the date where sex happens.
Sex. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dirty sex.
Yeah. But basically, this is the date where, it's not even necessarily,
sex does not have to happen.
Sex doesn't necessarily happen, but this is the only time on this show where contestants can be with the bachelor or the bachelorette
and
without cameras.
Intimate.
Yeah. You don't even necessarily have to be, intimate.
But I'm not saying sexually. I'm just saying,
Yeah.
This is a time where there's no cameras and it's at night and you're in bed together. That's already intimate already.
Like, we've had people come out already and say that they didn't have sex on their fantasy suite dates, even though it looked like Rachel and Nick didn't nail, and Raven did not get that nut. Like, although Raven did get that nut in Paradise.
Apparently, yeah.
But, like, you don't necessarily have sex, but it's
way to go, Adam.
It is heavily implied. So that's how these dates
work. A couple times, it's very obvious.
Yes.
A la Becca and Ari.
Yeah. So the first date we got this week is Blake.
Blake.
So their date
is perfectly good.
Their date is fine.
Nice time.
It was sweet. They go on a trail. Do we have a name of that trail? Do you remember the name of the trail?
I don't remember the name of the trail.
Okay. Hold on.
Go up to God's Thumb.
No, it's not God's Thumb. That's holes, you goober. well, regardless of what the trail was called, it's a trail.
There is a trail with a Buddhist monk temple at the top.
At the top.
And on the trail, they are not allowed to kiss, hold hands, touch.
They're not allowed to make any sort of contact with each other. Yeah.
And so they're at the head of the trail. They kiss. They say hello. It's a lovely.
Wonderful to see each other again because they haven't seen each other since hometowns. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, exactly.
So ultimately, they hike on this trail.
Yeah, they hike. They hike.
They do.
They don't touch.
They don't touch.
You know, at one point, though, they kind of like bump into each other, and he's like, "Oh, you're going to hell now!
We're doomed.
You're doomed. You're going to hell.
We're doomed. But they make it to the temple, and they sit down, and they meet a monk. They sit down with another monk. They meet two monks. Yeah. Who talk about, like, sort of, like, the core values of relationships.
This was, like, very sweet.
This was very sweet. Because it's hard to talk about hiking and, like, talking to a monk in, like, a comedy form. But this was very nice. Because they're sitting with this monk, and he's talking about how, like, you need, like honesty is so... How important honesty is, how important patience is, giving... And adaptation. I don't have those four things in front of me, I promise. I lied. I have all four of them in front of me.
But it was so nice because he also has the translator and he's like trying to tell all the things that this monk is saying. And it's just like, and there's two people are there and they're just like,
yeah,
in this beautiful connection.
This date is almost ruined by the fact that it's televised.
Yes.
If this wasn't a televised date, this would be
one of the most romantic fucking things.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful. And I'm sorry I can't be funnier about this. It was just such a sweet date.
Yeah. I have a feeling we're not going to be funny about a lot of this stuff.
No. Fuck Palace, there's not a lot of funny stuff going on because there's no super duper drama.
Yeah.
There's no Chicken Man versus the model.
Yeah.
But hey, it's coming, guys.
We're doing our best.
This is for you.
We're doing our best. This is why we combined the episodes so we could still make time.
Exactly. Because this would have gone, oh my God, but that's what I was saying to you. It would have gone by so fast. Yeah. Like, oh, they dated. Did they bang? Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
Yeah. So they talk about that, then they realize that the trail is over and they can, like, touch each other again, and hoo boy, do they just smash into each other.
But you know what I really loved, though, and what I kind of, like, really dug about this? I'm going to get a little deep. It's going to be a little deep up in here. I loved how they really respected it, and they really said, like, we can't touch. And I think that made something kind of a bit more of a special connection between these two.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, all right, I know we want to, but, like, let's respect where we are and let's really... make a stronger bond. I think that's what makes it so much more special, that when you've done this, you can finally come back together and be one as with each other.
Yeah. And not even that. I think that given this situation that they were in, which is it's a very foreign concept for Americans.
Yes.
And they handled it very respectfully.
I think so.
And
too.
Again, it's all kind of tarnished by the fact that it's televised. But again, if those cameras weren't there, this date would have been just a wonderful date.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So that happens. Then they go to...
They go to dinner.
And dinner, here's where I don't love the date.
Yeah.
And it's not because it was bad.
It wasn't bad.
It's just they really, really, really focused in on, like, Blake here. And, like, they gave a lot more... I gave a lot more camera time to Blake in this than I needed to see.
Yeah. Because the thing is, Blake
is very in love with Becca.
He's very in love with Becca, and I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt...
I don't think this is fake at all. I think he is so in love.
I also don't doubt that next week we're going to see him get down on one knee, like, on his own accord. Like, at this point, I really don't know who's winning.
Like, yeah, man.
I really don't know.
Yeah, man.
And I don't doubt that he's going to be confident enough to propose to Becca next week. But at this point, again, I don't doubt that he's in love with Becca. I think they're very in love. I really do. And I think that Becca really loves him too. I really, like, just watching them, I think it's very, I think they really have a very real relationship.
Yeah, they smooch hard.
Especially after they have sex later, which they dress it up to make it really look like they had, like, they banged it out.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get there. But Blake during dinner is sort of talking about how, like, he has these feelings, and sort of his immediate reaction is that he's kind of concerned that she has these same feelings for someone else,
and because he understands the process, not because he's like, what, we're on The Bachelor?
Yeah, no, this isn't Peter who didn't understand how this show works. Blake he's is just saying like, look,
I understand
how this works. I know that I love you, but I also know that there are two other men here who may have these same feelings, and I don't know for sure how you feel about them or how you feel about me. And he's taking a very pragmatic approach to this.
And he's definitely fishing for an answer.
He is, which he isn't going to get.
He also knows he's probably not going to get the answer, but he wants to fish for it. I think he also wants to see, like, how she reacts to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because if she reacts like, oh no, like, I want you to, like, feel this emotion I'm giving you, it's going to set him a bit more at ease.
And Becca reacts, she handles this in a way that I don't think was the right way to handle it, but I think it was the only way to handle
it, given the
situation. So Becca...
And given that she knows she can't say what she wants to say.
Exactly. Because I think it was after Blake's hometown when Becca admitted that she wanted to tell Blake that she's in love with him.
Yeah.
And she couldn't, because that's how the show fucking works.
She says at the beginning of this show, of this episode in particular, I love two of
these men. She's in love with two of these men.
And I'm falling in love with another one.
And we'll get to who that is. It's Jason. But, like,
I couldn't guess.
I know, right?
I had no idea.
But Blake has a very good point here. And Becca's response to it is to bring up Ari. Which, here's the thing. Here's again.
It was not good.
Becca's inventory here is so sparse.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot she can say.
Yeah.
She can't tell Blake that she's, like, in love with him. She can't tell, like, there's nothing she can really do. So she's trying to relate to the position that he is currently in, given that she was in the exact same position just a few months ago.
It's not good, but I understand. Yeah. I'm not like, you're wrong. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, this and is she's, all, this
and
your
she's
only
saying
move here.
Like, look, like, and like she like she's saying like this is like I felt similar, like I felt these feelings too.
I know what you're feeling.
I know what you're feeling. I felt similar feelings too. And like, oops, that relationship didn't go super great for me. But she's trying to empathize with really somebody who is having an experience that such a small number of people have had, and she happens to be one of them.
Right.
And so again, I don't think it was the best move, but I do think it was the only move.
I agree. I fully agree with you.
Yeah. So now, the card appears.
Yes.
Becca, with Blake. If you so choose, you can forego your individual rooms and spend the night as a couple in the fantasy suite.
Oh, no, fantasy suite.
Signed, Chris Harrison.
Just, like, perfect signature, too.
Oh, God, yes.
He's,
I know we talked about this last season, but I love how these notes are from Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Not from The Bachelor, not from The Bachelorette.
Right.
It's like...
Dear Sir and Madam.
It comes across to me that on this show, you need, if you want
to have sex, you need to get permission
from Chris Harrison.
So not only would Colton have had to ask Chris Harrison about the birds and the bees, he would have had to get his permission to do so.
So Chris, how do I have sex? Well, it goes like this. Okay, great.
Can I? I told you the jokes were coming, people.
Yeah, yeah. Becca and Colton go to the fantasy suite.
No, they don't.
Not Becca and Colton. Becca and Blake. Becca and Blake go to the fantasy suite. And they get busy.
Horny.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, of course, they don't show anything.
No, of course.
I don't even get smooching sounds like usual. Sometimes you hear, like, you'll see in the subtitles, smooching.
Yeah.
We didn't get that.
So, and again, we don't know what happened. Hulu. No. We don't know what happens in the fantasy suite. It's heavily implied that it's sex.
Almost all. Even when it doesn't happen, they imply it's sex to make
even
you,
when it doesn't, because they, because like,
even when Raven clearly didn't have sex, they made her jump around like she did.
Yeah, like they always make it look
maybe she did have sex.
No, Raven did not have sex.
She
didn't
have sex.
She did not have sex with Nick in the fantasy suite. But they definitely. But and if you don't have sex, they'd still make it look like you did.
Yeah, always.
I
wasn't positive if they did, but I'm pretty. I feel like they. They were so just like.
They were very close.
They were very close.
They were very close.
But you know what I did? I missed in any of these fantasy suites that ended up with stuff in the morning.
Yeah.
I missed the like, we're up. Let's make breakfast together and kind of like have a cute morning. This was like a very
that was
sad
something,
morning.
That was this was something that I that what you're talking about was something that I think Ari pulled off so well on Kendall's fantasy suite
yes.
date. When he literally wakes up and like and remembers how Kendall likes her eggs in the morning, and
it was a good power move by Ari.
Yeah,
fuck that dude. But like,
yeah, like Ari sucks. He made a mistake, but he was like, I know this. You like your eggs like sunny side up, and I'm like, damn, Ari,
good job.
That's actually good.
Good job, baby.
Yeah, but that's not what happened here. What we got in the morning here
was just like, well, now you have to leave.
Yeah,
I know.
And theoretically go and have sex with two other men.
Yeah.
Like that's
so I don't
want
to go. I don't want you to go. I have to go. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sad. My name's Blake. That was essentially what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of like, Blake's sad. I don't know. And then he's in his talking head. He's crying a lot. And it's not like, okay, look. I'm not saying he shouldn't be upset.
I'm not saying he
shouldn't have these emotions. I think it is perfectly good that he has these emotions.
Yes.
Not even good. I think it's lovely that he is so confident in himself and
it's not even that
he can show these emotions.
It's not even that.
I don't need to see all of it. Why the fuck do I care?
It's reasonable to have these emotions
at this point.
Yes. He is in a situation where he is theoretically about to propose to somebody and
she could say no!
And not only could she say no, but he is a week away from proposing to this woman. And she is, like, proposing marriage. Like married.
Married.
And she is about to get out of their shared bed to go on two more dates with other men.
And potentially have sex with both of them.
Yeah. Even if you rule out the sex, it's still uncomfortable.
It's still not good.
It's still not good. Like and just
if you were on the fantasy suite, I'm gonna hit you with this right now.
Yeah.
Which fantasy suite date would you want to be?
Like the first one, the middle one, or the last one?
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know where I am in the order.
Yeah, you don't even want to know.
I don't want to know where I am in the order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they do though. They definitely
know. Oh, they definitely know. They definitely know.
Yeah.
But I think in a perfect situation, I wouldn't. If I were on The Bachelorette, or if I was The Bachelor, I wouldn't tell them what order I'm going in. I wouldn't tell them. And if I was on the show, I wouldn't want to know.
I think that's better on you.
Yeah,
I think that's a good way to do it. I don't want you even think about it.
Yeah, I don't want them to think about that.
That's good.
Yeah,
you're a good man, Alex Toy.
Thank you,
good
Alex.
Man.
Thank you.
All right, now moving on.
So moving on to the other two dates that Blake is so concerned about.
Yes.
So. Next up is Jason.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I wanted to talk about at the beginning of the episode, and I forgot. I am so sorry about the angry tirade I went on about Western New York last week.
Oh, my fucking God. We'd isolate our whole fucking fan base.
I am so sorry about that.
Don't lie to the people.
No. I do feel bad because, like, at the end, because I listened back and I am very angry and I am projecting a lot of my issues my personal issues onto an entire region and an entire people. And you said in that episode you have to have hometown pride, and I kind of shut you down on that. And I think, wait, fuck me. Yes, you do. Like, where the fuck do I get off? Jesus Christ, Alex.
Piece of shit.
I'm listening to that episode, and it's funny.
It's very funny,
the tirade I go on, but it's complete. But like. Alex, get your shit together a little bit, man. Yeah. Past Alex, I'm not proud of what you did.
Future Alex is upset with you, but like,
yeah, like, but Alex is like, past Alex, I'm not thrilled with you right now.
Current Alex is like making amends. He's doing good.
I want to make sure that anybody who listens to this podcast from Western New York knows that I am sorry. If they gave us another shot, I appreciate the fuck out of that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. And I will do my best to never do that again. So let's talk about Jason from Buffalo, New York. Who, like, at the end of the day did have a very good hometown date, but let's talk about his fantasy suite date.
Okay. I want this just at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm a big old Jason fan after whole thing, man.
Yeah, no.
Jason is fucking
great. I think that... So we did, you know, ruin this at the beginning of the episode. Jason does go home at this point.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think Jason had one of the best dates on the, like, up until a certain point, he had such an incredible date. Because this was a date that...
I enjoyed so... It was a date... It wasn't... It was a walk-around date.
It was a walk-around
date. But it was a walk-around date where he engaged her in every single way. They did adventurous stuff. He was just like, let's have fun. I'm gonna like do all this fun stuff with you. I'm going to show you how much of a fun person I am. We're just going to have a great time. And he just...
And the thing
he
is...
He oozes this, so much like beautiful charisma and like just this kindness.
Yeah. And this was a date that had... That really, I think... Because it's a walk-around date. They go... They go to like a market. They eat crickets together.
That was very fun.
Which was very sweet. It was very fun. It was good. But this is also a date that takes...
And he's like, look, fuck it. Like, he basically says, like, fuck it, we're in Thailand.
Literally said, like, we're in Thailand. We're eating crickets. Like
this is the thing we're doing.
And, like, but that's the thing. And that's where I think Ari's season kind of failed. They took...
Kind of?
Here's the thing. They took people on these dates in other countries, but they're dates that people have thought about having. Like, who hasn't fantasized about having, like, a romantic dinner in Paris or Italy? Like, who hasn't had that thought of just, like just walking around, like, France and talking about cheese? Like, because it's a foreign country, but it's still very familiar. It's still a Western culture.
Yeah.
It's still very familiar. Whereas you go to Thailand, it's not too familiar.
That is not our culture in any way, really.
It's not too familiar.
No.
But not too not.
Especially, Oh, you with the jokes. They're going to sue the fuck out of us.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They don't listen to this shit.
No, of course not.
They don't even know we exist. Well, actually, they do. One of them does.
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This date was a highlight in terms of how these walk-around dates usually go.
Yeah,
this was a very good date. Whereas the versions of this that we saw in Ari's season were not that.
At all fun.
Yeah.
So, I think, you know, here's where we start seeing things get kind of go off the rails. So, they go into a temple, and they're talking a bit, and Becca says, like, oh, you know, you and I could, like, have a...
They see something in the temple that Becca makes a joke about.
Like, you and I could have this in a place in Seattle.
Yeah, in, like, at an apartment together. And then Becca kind of, like, has, like, this mental breakdown where she kind of realizes that she just said that, but she can't actually envision having that apartment with Jason.
Yeah, and so I think we already see it from the beginning. It's like, oh, Jason, don't know.
Yeah.
There's no, the minute it was spoiled for me that Jason was going home, I accidentally looked on Instagram, and I had to unfollow The Bachelorette just because I didn't want any more spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay,
if you don't watch this show on Monday nights, it is so hard to be on the internet.
Yeah, it is very
after
hard
that.
To be, yeah.
Like,
so I was like, not that I don't want to like let them give them my follows, but like, I just don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah.
But even without of knowing that, I'm like, oh, I know Jason's going home.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way he's not going home. That one that doubt on a hometown date, and fantasy suite date, you're done. You're going.
Yeah,
home.
No, it's
no
true.
No chance.
And so what happens is...
And I'm not like, again, it isn't like, oh, well, fuck Jason. It's like, well, fuck
no,
Jason.
This
like,
was a very real situation where at the end of the day, Becca just...
It wasn't there.
And what she did, because
they really played this up like that was when like Jason was like having like feeling upset about something.
Yeah,
he didn't know she was having this feeling until later.
Yeah,
she's in a talking head having like a panic attack.
Yeah,
and like he's just kind of just chilling.
Yeah,
and then later they have this fucking thing.
So they end up going to dinner, and Becca kind of talks about what the hell happened, and she tells him like, "Look, I don't, see this anymore.
He expresses his love for her.
He does, and it's so sweet.
It's so sweet and so honest.
It's very honest. And the thing is, and again, I don't doubt these feelings.
Not at all. I don't doubt them.
And I think that... It feels very real
with Jason.
In if this situation...
Actually, feels all real with all three of these men.
It really does. And I think that in a situation that doesn't involve, like, this television show, Becca and Jason could have had a relationship together. They really could have worked out.
I think so, too.
But
I
when you're sort thing. Of in this weird, like, time portal, when you're kind of, like, when at the end of the day, you are competing with other people. Like, if Jason had more time at the beginning, like
this probably would have been a different thing.
This might have been a very different story. But the reality is that's not what happened. This is reality television.
She then says, like, Jason, like, she has to get, she, you know, she does she get up again?
No, I don't think so.
She doesn't get up again during this? No, she does. She does. Okay. She does get up again during this and, like, has to, like, take a second.
Yeah.
And then comes back to him and tells him how she feels.
Yeah.
And then clearly he's just, he is blindsided.
Yeah, he really is. And so she tells Jason, like, look, I can't extend to you the fantasy suite date because that's not, I don't think we're there, right? I don't think we're there. And
it's not even that. I actually think she would have totally loved to be intimate with him, but it's that she, it's that when she said having a future together, she couldn't see it.
Yeah, and she talks about too, like, she, like, Becca is clearly very conflicted. Like, she's talking about how, she even says I've dated so many shitty guys. Jason is such a good guy. Why can't I do this? Like,
why am I not making it work with this good person?
Jason, like Becca is acknowledging that this is such a hard decision, and she understands even that it doesn't seem completely rational.
And she knows she's making the right decision, but she also knows that it sucks.
Yeah. Like, this was kind of hard to watch.
This was very hard to watch. A lot of guys act shitty in these situations.
And Jason didn't.
Jason was a fucking gentleman.
Yeah, he was.
He, for a second I thought this was all going to go downhill and he was going to get very aggro.
Yeah.
And he defends himself for a second and goes, look, like, you're saying all these things and I have some questions. He asks some questions, just like, if you're not sure, then why are you sending me home? And she just said, this is how I feel. And he goes, okay.
Well, yeah.
Essentially, he goes, okay, well, listen, my feelings are real for you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
And your happiness is what I care more about.
Yeah.
So I'll go. And I understand.
Yeah.
And this is, you're going to be okay. You're going to do this. You deserve someone who's going to make you happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn, Jason. Like,
yeah.
You're in the fantasy suites and she said no to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be that nice?
Good for him.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Good for him.
I was... like, this is some damn fucking good television.
Yeah.
And I was just so, like, beside myself with this one. This was tough.
Yeah.
And then comes just a very, very, very emotional point for Becca where she just breaks down.
Yeah.
She essentially says, like, I just did the same thing Ari did to me, to this dude who's the nicest person in the world. Why in the world did I do this to him? He just is like, I'm blindsided. I just don't know. You know? Like, he doesn't really know what's going on, and that's... essentially, the rest of the thing is just a lot of Becca crying.
Yeah.
And a lot of Jason just not being sure.
Yeah.
And then we have the morning, Becca still crying about the whole thing, and she's trying to get ready for a date with Garrett.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to just kind of skip through that. I don't want to bring this podcast down to, like,
No, you're completely right. And that's what happened. It was, again, it was difficult to watch, and Becca sort of acknowledges everything, and it goes... And it's okay
that she made this decision. I'm not saying
she's wrong. I don't think she made a wrong decision, and I think Jason handled it very well, and that's where the show is.
Yep.
So now we're moving on.
So now...
because there's one more day that we have to get through.
The one more day they have to get through, even though he's going for... And you know what's interesting? The other two dudes don't know this is fucking happening.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this. So we have... So Garrett has his date, and his date actually moves pretty quickly.
His date was fun, though. His date was good. No, they had a very good date.
They had a very good date. They like go, like, sort of like, not like rafting down the river, down a river.
River in Thailand. But there was a Taiwanese festival that was going on. So there was a million people there.
A Thai festival. You said Taiwanese, different countries.
Oh fuck!
Taiwan and Thailand are different countries.
That is very different. I am sorry to all of our Thailand and Taiwan listeners for us getting that wrong. I am sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
A Thailand festival.
Just a Thai festival. It's
a
fine.
A Thai festival. I feel very bad for that one.
Don't worry about it.
Bit of a dingus boy.
Yeah.
So they have a Thai festival going on.
There's a Thai festival.
And there's a lot of people on the river, and it's like a whole big mishmash of people in the river, and it turns into be a much more fun date.
They're like splashing water on them and like throwing flowers. It's so nice.
They look like having a grand old time.
Yeah. And that's the date.
It's them, and then it's them talking about like, we make a good partnership. We did that together. We sure did.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to dinner later?
They go to dinner. Okay. Garrett, so we're going to just glaze over this, because really it's exactly what you expected.
There's only one big thing that happens in this.
Yeah.
And Becca prefaces at the beginning. Becca basically goes, Garrett hasn't told me he loves me yet. I really hope he does, yes, because I feel that way about him.
Yes. So Garrett, so they go to dinner after their like rafting adventure.
And Garrett,
which again was so cute. And the thing is, it's so hard to like make more out of it than it was. Like, we can't riff on it. Like, it's very straightforward. But please understand us. They had so much fun. It looked like a lot of fun.
Great.
It's very good.
So at dinner, Garrett basically they were setting this up like Garrett was about to drop a bombshell.
Yeah.
Garrett doesn't drop a fucking bombshell.
His bombshell
is like, oh, I wasn't too sure about marriage before, but I'm ready for it now.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And here's the thing though, and this is where like you can kind of start to break down, but. Is Garrett is apprehensive about getting engaged again after his prior failed marriage. But the thing
he's
very honest about, and none of it is new information. We've known Garrett.
Yeah.
He was married prior. He does have some apprehension about getting engaged. This may be the first time he's brought up his apprehension with Becca, but this is nothing new to the audience. Shit, I think he's brought it up with Becca before.
I know he definitely has.
Yeah, no, he definitely has.
But he said, like, you've made me feel good about this again. And I'm ready to do this with you.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck yeah, Garrett.
Yeah. So we spent a total of 5 minutes on Becca, on Garrett's date. But that's really all there... And I don't want to, glaze over, It doesn't need any more. Their relationship is good.
He says I love you.
He does say I love you, and that's big.
And she's very happy about that.
She's very happy about that. But that's their date. And she extends the fantasy suite date card to him. And they go to the fantasy suite.
They have a legitimate fuck palace.
They have a treehouse.
A fuck palace treehouse.
They have you saved the best for last. Like, Ari had Becca's fuck palace, like the fucking
in the desert.
In the desert, she's got this really balling beautiful treehouse for Garrett. Where like the other two just kind of and Jason's we didn't see.
One got a hotel room. He got a fucking
Blake had like a very nice hotel room. Garrett had this insane treehouse that like had
was.
Like.
Joe.
It was fantastic. Like,
fuck yeah.
Like, I don't need to have sex to have fun in that treehouse.
Hell yeah.
You know how many treehouses I've had sex in? Zero. But that's beside the point.
Same. I mean, that's good. Let's talk about our lack of treehouse sex.
Alan, how many treehouses?
How many sex trees have you
How many sex trees you got up and never sink, huh?
No, I'm not talking.
Yeah, man gets around. Yeah, not called getting wood for nothing.
These are the jokes, kids.
These are the jokes. We made it. We got to the jokes.
We did it. Oh, fuck. Okay.
So we move on to...
So, you know what? You know how you said you're not always sure if people had sex?
Yeah.
I am pretty sure these two banged.
Yeah?
They were naked.
They were so naked.
They were very naked. Because you know the thing where, like, you're both wrapped up in the covers? They were both wrapped up in the covers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, those two had sex.
Yeah.
They definitely had sex.
So, like, so they have sex and they shuffle on and...
And they have a very nice touch in the rain. She's walking away in the rain. He's like, we had a great time.
Yeah.
That was it. I want a quick question.
Hit me.
If Colton was on these and did get permission to have sex with
yes,
would we have gotten a morning after montage like we did with Tia?
Do you mean Raven?
That's what I meant.
Okay.
I meant Raven.
I don't know.
And how funny would that have been?
I firmly believe, and I mean this very seriously.
And would it be...
This so seriously. If Colton made it to the fuck palace, and the date goes well, they go on, they do their thing, The morning after, the scene we get at the morning after, there is no doubt in my mind that ABC would have gotten the rights to the Lonely Island's I Just Had Sex. There is no doubt in my mind.
Andy Samberg just comes out and just starts singing it with him.
There is no doubt in my mind.
I was envisioning...
There is an alternate... You know how there's an alternate universe out there where Shrek begins with 1 week instead of All-Star?
Yes.
There is an alternate universe
out there. Oh my god, that's so funny!
There is an alternate universe where...
That's what? Holy shit!
Is this the first time you've heard that?
Yes!
Okay, we'll talk about that later. But there is a 100% alternate universe where Colton made it to the Fuck Palace and they play I Just Had Sex in the morning scene.
Oh my god. You know what song it's I was envisioning there. Though?
Yeah.
Which, yours is a better song, but I was envisioning that like... Living in the moonlight, loving in the moonlight.
Oh, Tiny Tim's living in the lovelight. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight.
Yes, that's the song. I was just like seeing him like skipping through Thailand. Okay. Ha ha! Like that would have been the other song I would have loved to have seen.
The thing is though, I love that song, but I've reached a point in my life where I can't dissociate it with SpongeBob.
I understand, but I'm saying that's the song for me that like if they bang, he's like, na 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 na
na na na na na na. That's fair. Having a wonderful time. Ha ha! Ha ha! So now we're getting ready for the roast ceremony.
Yes.
So, which is purely a formality at this point.
Yeah, basically.
But
are we talking about when we're going to mention Jason here again?
Yes.
This was fucking...
Because Jason comes back.
And they set this up like this is going to be like the drama bomb.
Yeah. They set this up like this is going to be a big deal. Jason coming back.
Oh, what's he going to fucking
do? What's he going to do?
What's he going to say?
Is he going to fight somebody? Is he going to like
gonna
throw
like,
down?
Is he going to be like, what the fuck?
No.
Turns out... He's coming back to be the nicest fucking person you've ever seen on this goddamn show.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Kendall.
Oh, Kendall.
I'm saying that's how good this
is.
That's
how good. Is Jason this season's Kendall?
For me right now,
I think
fuck
so.
Yeah, dude.
I think so.
Jason, so he comes back and he says to Becca, you think he's going to beg for her back. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He accepts that they are not together anymore. He understands that. He just said back, look, I came here because I know a lot happened the other night. I left with a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
I just need closure.
Yeah.
That's all I need. And I just want to talk this out and I want to give you something.
Yeah. He gives her a scrapbook that he's been making since he started.
And he's not saying this, I don't want this to make you feel sad. I'm saying this is this, I wanted to give you this because I wanted you to appreciate all the things that you and I did together. And he's like, we're going to still... you feel like they're still going to be friends.
And that's actually something that happens during the Men Tell All, which I think is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was such a good scene where, Becca's there during the Men Tell All. She comes out and they talk. And Jason... And, Chris Harrison gestures to the men, does anybody have anything, bad to say about Becca? Is there anything they want? And Jason ultimately, sort of raises his hand. He says, look, I know we just had this, breakup, but I really do value you as you a person. I really hope that we can get to a place where we can be friends. And then at one point he goes, can I give you a hug? And he gets up and they hug and it's really sweet.
That's good. I'm happy about
that. It was a really sweet hug. And so I think that we'll see how this goes.
That was
good. But Jason is still handling it this like a fucking champ.
And this scrapbook is super sweet. She's she's happy crying.
Yeah.
It's clearly a really pretty thing. And he's just look, I get it. I'm going to go. You deserve the best.
Yeah.
Good luck. And he leaves like a goddamn hero.
He does.
I was damn, Jason.
Yeah.
You really, really left a good impression on me.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
So then we go to the rose ceremony. There's two roses to give out. There's two men. That's it.
And they even, that's what I'm saying. But I remember what I said before. They don't know what
they don't know that Jason's not coming.
And so they even say she's here. Where's Jason?
Yeah. They don't know that Jason's not going to be
They don't know
there.
That, they've already won.
Yeah. So they both arrive. They shake hands with Chris Harrison. They talk. They go to,
They receive a firm business
They receive
handshake.
A firm business-like handshake. And they go and they stand
How
there.
How good of a handshake do you think Chris Harrison
Chris Harrison, has? I think, could easily make somebody orgasm with a handshake.
How disappointed would you be if he gave a bad handshake?
I'd be so disappointed.
Would it rock your world?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it would crush everything in my
life. If I met Chris Harrison and he didn't have a firm, powerful handshake, I'd be disappointed.
I'd be so sad.
I'd stop watching The Bachelor.
Sad.
Yeah, sad. So both the men get the roses, they're going to the Maldives to meet Becca's family, and we get
We're gonna get some fucking Uncle Gary.
We're gonna get some fucking Uncle Gary. There's Uncle two Gary. Things though that we see though. So we get a coming up next week on the Bachelorette. There's such a good scene where you're seeing the dates, you're seeing whatever, someone's gonna propose. You see a scene with Becca and her mom, and she's like, and Becca's like sort of like,
she's love upset. Both of them. Well, you gotta pick one.
Well, no, but Becca says, Becca cries and she literally like leans into her mom's arms as her mom hugs her and she says, "I just don't want to hurt anybody." And Becca's mom goes, "Like, oh, that's gonna happen.
Oh, that's gonna happen." She literally goes,
"Oh, that's gonna happen."
Like, way for Becca's mom to be like hella realistic. Yeah, about this. She's like, "Well, you're gonna Sorry, but in that situation, you can't say the opposite. It's not fucking true.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, my fucking kid who's an adult.
Yeah,
you're like, no, you won't hurt anyone. Like,
you're gonna. But, it's gonna happen.
But you went into this knowing this.
Yeah,
you've got to make your choice.
We also get what I think may have been one of the strongest post-credit scenes.
This was very funny.
Of this season.
This was a good post-credit scene for Blake.
This is a so we have
this made me like Blake a bit more. Blake. I don't dislike Blake.
Yeah, we have Blake and Garrett standing in the area where the rose ceremony is happening.
And they're waiting for
a
while.
Both standing there. They're waiting for Becca. And there's like fountains going behind them. And there's like a montage of Blake just sort of like standing there.
And he's like, and Garrett's like, "Are you all right?" And he's like, "I gotta pee."
Yeah. Blake goes, "Fuck, I gotta pee."
That's when he goes, "Fuck, I gotta pee." And then they just keep showing all
even says,
the...
And then he even says, like, "I got here like 10 minutes before you did. I have to pee so badly." And like, they're like leaning over where Chris Harrison is like waiting for Becca. And you just see Chris's back.
Chris Harrison just like... his legs outstretched. His hands in front.
And
fucking waiting. Like a goddamn sentinel.
Yeah.
Just like unmoving.
And Blake literally says, like... Blake says, "Do you think I can pee without?"
And then they go, "Do you want to just go over there?" And he's like,
"Yeah." Like a producer says, "You can just go in the corner. Just go."
He just runs.
And he runs and he pees in the corner.
Oh, that was so funny.
It's
imagine
so good.
If he was still away peeing when Becca got there. "I'll be right over. I got my penis out."
Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
And Garrett thought it was hysterical too.
Yeah. No.
Wouldn't.
This is a scene that I think was. I love when we get like these very real scenes between the men because we don't see it a lot. We get it a lot with the women.
I want to know if these dudes are friendly and like each other.
Exactly.
Dudes are friends.
We don't see a lot of the male friendships that come out of this show, but we see a lot of the female ones.
Yeah.
And I wish we saw more of the men. Like I wish we had seen Clay and Leo taking a bath together.
I wish strong male friendships were a part.
We're more highlighted on The Bachelorette.
I really do.
I do.
I think it's important to see men just like being friendly with each other, not necessarily competing, but like, no, we're buddies.
Yeah. Man. No. Absolutely,
I love you, man.
Absolutely.
Because I think we exempt. I think it's so important for us because you and I, as best friends, who are very in touch with our emotions, and we are very good at explaining those emotions. I think for us. Who would just love to see that between two other men, just like being like buddies.
Yeah, I'd love to see more of that. Because we really don't see it, and
no.
I'd love to see so much more.
I'd love to see them being friends rather than just like hating each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because like it's hard.
So I'm saying The Bachelorette really wants you to focus on how like bro-y these dudes are, not how friendly a lot.
When
of
really,
dudes are.
I think you do have a lot of guys in this season who are very who are more tender.
Yeah,
like, and I think Clay and Leo. Are two
taking
of them?
A bath together, that's so fucking.
They're taking
cute.
A bath together. It's adorable.
So fucking cute.
Like I loved it. Like I want to see more stuff like that from The Bachelorette.
I agree.
So let's. That's the episode. We're going into the finale next week.
Wow.
It's weird. We've been doing this. We're two seasons in, basically.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
We're going to hit our 20th episode.
Next week is
episode.
Our 20th episode.
That's a big episode. It's our 20th episode.
Yeah.
And it's the last episode of the season.
Yeah. Lines
That's
up
huge.
Well. Something we need to talk about is, and I think I know the answer already. We're going to do a separate episode for the finale and then a separate episode for the BIP premiere, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Hell yeah.
Good.
I don't want to make these people sit through 3 hours of us being dickheads.
Yeah. So.
I want them to sit through two separate hour and 15 minutes episodes of us being dickheads.
Yeah. So.
Content, baby. Content. We're spitting it out.
Yeah. We do get, at the Mental All, we got a preview of Paradise where we kind of see sort of an inkling of
some
these.
Shit goes down.
Yeah, we got like.
It's like Leo and Kendall hook up, which
Leo
I was
and Kendall,
like,
Joe and Kendall. Joe and Kendall have
a
thing.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, Joe and Kendall clearly have a thing. There's a thing happening with Colton and Tia and another dude. I'm not
Chris
sure.
R, I think.
Chris R. I think it was Chris R.
It's Jordan and Jenna and...
Yeah, and David.
And David, which, are you fucking kidding me? Oh,
like, we're
God.
Like, we're going to get some drama. We got Wells and Yuki. There's
Yuki looks like she's just having a good time.
Luke, Yuki's just having a great time. There's also...
There's a couple things where Wells is like, it's drama.
Yeah, drama. Ari and Lauren make an appearance, apparently, which is fine.
I guess.
There's also Carly and Evan. Are there who got they got married on the last season of BIP?
Oh, okay.
Having met on the prior season, so gotcha. they met season 3, got married season 4. They have a kid together now.
Oh wow.
Jade and Tanner were there, and 9 months ago at Jade and Tanner's wedding, Nick and I.
That joke is still relevant.
That joke is still so relevant. And there is a fantastic scene of Ben Higgins, for some reason in a mariachi costume, kneeling on the beach, shouting to the air. I am unlovable.
Yeah, that's that I enjoy.
Because this is a man who was the bachelor, was engaged, got broken, like they broke up with his fiance, went on the Winter Games, nobody but Yuki loved him, and they were just friends. And like this is like I'm so happy that Yuki and Ben are going to get reunited. Like just because they are best friends and it's so cute. I am excited to see Ben Higgins again. Just
I like Ben Higgins.
He was a good bachelor.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah. But basically, and I know I've been saying this for the last 3 weeks, I'm so excited for BIP.
I know, you're so hyped.
I'm so excited because the season of BIP is filmed, it's done.
Yeah.
And we know the men, we know the women, and there is, and like,
well,
and
there's
like,
this little thing called Paradise.
There's this little thing called Paradise. But the thing is, there's no like weird dark cloud hanging over this season.
Yeah, that must
of
be nice.
Because last season there was that drama with Corinne and DeMario that kind of shook everything up.
There's a weird dark cloud over me right now because I'm sweating profusely.
Me too. So let's end this episode so we can turn the AC back on.
Yes, please.
Play the game?
Play the fucking game. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, no.
Just play the music. So, Alan, I need that play of the game from you.
Okay. Had to think about this one a little bit. But you know what? In the end of the day, because it touched and pulled and just raked over my heartstrings.
Yeah.
Jason's fucking thing he gives back.
The scrapbook. The scrapbook.
Beautiful. Loved it. I said this as I'm watching it. This is the classiest fucking goodbye I have ever seen on this show. I have never seen another person leave in such a good way, ever. Like he left. Like you can't say one negative thing about him.
He burned zero bridges. Like he did a great job.
Yeah. Play the century for fucking for fucking Jason. What about you, my friend?
Yeah. I think my play of the game, I'm going to give it to. I want to give it to Blake for that post-credit scene of just I just want to have a fun play of the game of just Blake being like, "Fuck, I gotta pee." Like,
"Fuck, I gotta pee."
Because we talk about this, we don't see a lot of like these like very real moments, and we got one out of Blake, and it was funny. We haven't gotten a good post-credit scene in a while.
Yeah, I also want to give personality because
we haven't seen a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also want to give a play of the an honorary play of the game to John for doing the math.
They
did the monster math.
I have
all right?
to see that, dude. That's like, hilarious.
I'm showing it to you as soon as we're done
Guess
recording.
What, bro? I did the fucking math. Yeah. Get out of my house.
So, but that's it. I really need to leave and like.
Yeah.
So
and,
like,
and cool off.
We need to get that AC back on. So let's wrap this boy up. We're a little short, but we have no time to talk about Fortnite.
oh my God.
So
are we over an hour?
We're over an hour. We're at an hour 3. Let's go. Everyone, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose.
So happy to be back.
Happy to be recording. Happy to keep this up for another week, and then and then into BIP. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's gonna be.
It's gonna be great. We're available on podcast platforms, Pocket Casts, iTunes, Google Play Music is spotty, but it still works.
Spotify.
I submitted us to Spotify. I haven't heard back from them yet.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They must have heard about all the money Powerade was giving us.
Yeah. If you listen to this
just
podcast...
Just kidding!
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast on Google Play, I'm not sure what's happening there. We're still there, but there is like a solid like 2 week delay in our episodes going up, and I don't know why. I'm gonna reach out to them soon to figure that out. Of course, if you're listening to this podcast now on Google Play, you're a couple weeks behind, and I've probably already fixed it. that said, like us on Facebook, review, rate, subscribe, do all that shit. Follow us on Twitter at OldManBeefy,
at BossMoss91,
and that's it.
We love you.
We love you. Thank you for listening to Rose Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been the most
dramatic episode yet.
I kind of like how I led us into that, where I say the most instead of trying to sync up with you.
I liked that better, because usually when you sync up, you fucking wreck everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
I get one thing. I get one thing.